everybody, how's it going? This is Nikki Shooter, and welcome back again to episode number 2 of Shooting the Shit with Nikki Shooter. Now, I wasn't going to continue this podcast just because podcasting isn't my thing, but, you know, I had a lot of really good feedback from me. You know, everybody was like, you know, you're really good at this, you know, you should try podcasting. So, here I am. And with great news, too, my birthday is coming up. My birthday is April 9th. For those of you who didn't know, I will be turning 19. Yes, I know, I'm still a youngin. But nonetheless, my girlfriend was being really nice, and I had a little bit of cash in my pocket. So what we did is we ended up walking over to the Pro Sound, and we bought myself an Elias Multimix 4. Four channel USB mixer. So it's a gigantic mixer box. I finally have one of my own. So because this is such a special occasion, I figured I'll do it live. So this is a live show, everybody. I'm not taking a break or walking away from this or anything like that. I have not paused it yet. That first song you listened to was, it's, and the name of the song is If You Still Believe. The problem is, I don't know the name of the artist. I know the person that composed it. His name is Dennis Martin. The only reason I know about that song is because, you know, I'm a video game player. I don't like modern-day video games. I like older video games. And what I did was, a long time ago when I was a little kid, my dad had a PlayStation 1. And one of the games he had, it was a game called Legend of Dragoon. Really cool game, you ought to go check it out. If you like anything like Final Fantasy style, you really ought to give it a shot. It's a really, really cool game. It's called Legend of Dragoon, and that was the theme song for the entire game. So, I mean, I absolutely fell in love with that song. I don't know her name. I think her name is like Elsa Raven or something like that. I'm pretty sure I'm wrong, but, you know, I guess that's what I think. This is going to be a live broadcast, so as we're talking right now, I am searching through my playlist to pick a song. And this is a cool episode because I'm doing everything right off my PSP, actually. So I'm sitting here looking for songs to play. And the next song I'm going to play is a song called Eyes on Me by the composer Nobu Ematsu. I hope I pronounced that right. He does all the music for the Final Fantasy series. So I'm really hoping this comes out good because this is just a really good song. It's another female singer. And today's episode is absolutely dedicated to, orchestra. I'm a big fan of orchestra. If you listen to any of my music, it's incorporated a lot in my music. I really enjoy just old-fashioned orchestra, you know, classical music. I like pianos, I like violins, strings, you know, cellos, just all kinds of weird instruments. And that comes from my love and dedication of the band Queensryche, but I'm probably going to end up playing a Queensryche song just to go ahead and point things out, but I'm probably going to end up talking a lot today because, like I said, I got this new mixer box and a really good microphone with a good cord, and it's no noise or low noise or whatever, and as you'll hear, there's no static, or very little static, if you really focus in on that, which I hope you don't, because I want to make this a good podcast. So, without further ado, welcome to Shooting the Shit with Nikki Shooter, and my next song is a song called Eyes on Me. Here we go.
This tiny little bar, my last
Hey guys, welcome back. That was the composer Nobuo Uematsu. I don't know the name of the vocalist again. I don't know who sang it, but I always thought she had a really pretty voice. I can definitely tell she's Japanese. She's got that really high-pitched, squeaky thing. You know, you go to Japan, it's actually really hard to find somebody with any kind of deep voice. It's quite amusing, actually. Everybody over there has, like, really high-pitched voices, and I have no idea why. And I've noticed that you'll never find a heavyweight Japanese person unless you look at, like, sumo wrestling. You know, I used to have she wasn't Japanese, she was Vietnamese, but I had a Vietnamese girlfriend a long time ago, and really high-pitched voice, and absolutely skinny, short motherfucker, and, you know, I can't stand talking to her anymore, but, you know, I mean, it's so funny to find so many people that look so itty-bitty. Like, you could just put them in the palm of your hand and just squeeze them like a little kitten. Anyway. Yeah, that was an absolutely great song. I find stuff like that very pretty. It almost brings tears to my eyes, actually. And I like to incorporate a lot of that in my music. So, I'm going to go ahead and play a Queensryche song now, because I am a rock musician and I do enjoy some good, you know, rock and roll. So here's a song called I Will Remember by Queensryche off of their 1986 album, Rage for Order. This is a very interesting song. It's all acoustic. So it's the last song on the album, and it goes right out of another song, so it's doesn't, like, fade in or anything fancy. It just kind of starts. So here it is. I hope you guys enjoy it. All right, that was Queensryche with I Will Remember. Great song. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's it's one of my favorite songs. Actually, when I was playing the Final Fantasy games as a kid, my dad would sometimes play this cassette, and I just thought it sounded fantastic. It went right with the game because the game was so creepy, and that song is just so creepy. You know, I don't know why. Is it if it's just sad or something like that? It just sounds really good. I love acoustic stuff like that. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a power ballad of any sort. You know, I do listen to a lot of 80s stuff and, you know, ballads, of course, you know, right out of the 80s. But, you know, that's not ballady whatsoever. That's like really kind of depressing. It's one of those songs that put you in a headspace and make you think. You know, you're kind of thinking, I remember, you know, what the hell is he talking about? He sounds kind of nuts. And you know what? Maybe he is. Who knows? I'm going to go ahead and skip right on to the next song. The next song is actually something of my own. It's not necessarily a Switchblade Susie song. It's kind of a solo thing, but it's a cover. It's a cover of a song off another video game. I don't know how many Legend of Zelda fans there are out there, but here's something that comes right off Legend of Zelda. This is the theme song for the Stone Tower level. I love it. I hope you guys like it too. So here it goes. This is Stone Tower, Nicky Shooter Speciality Cover. Thank you. Hey guys, I'm back. Yeah, that was me a long time ago. Excuse the recording quality. Like I said, my old recording quality wasn't the best in the world whatsoever. It was actually really, really bad. All those bumps and whatnot you heard in the recording, that was not me knocking up against the microphone, I promise. That was actually the recording, you know, when I first started recording my own music, I tend to knock the acoustic guitar up against the microphone and come with a big kaboom. So, I hope that didn't bother you guys so much. I'm going to go ahead and end out my episode now. It's getting a little late. I'm getting a little tired. Excuse me if I don't have much enthusiasm right now. But I'm going to go ahead and make a trend out of this and just start using, you know, random songs that you guys wouldn't expect to go ahead and end out shows. If you didn't guess, the song I ended out in my last episode was a Rebel Love Song by a band called Black Veil Brides. I like them. You really have to have the mentality to like them and whatnot, because they are kind of bringing back a 1980s kind of thing, and most people just don't get into that just because, you know, it's embarrassing for the people, I guess. You know, ask people that grew up in the 80s, you know, they're embarrassed that they wore spandex and wore makeup, or however the hell they looked in the 80s. They're always embarrassed, so thank you again for another exciting episode of Shooting the Shit with Nicky Shooter. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to go ahead and end out with a song of my choice, and I will see you guys next week. Take care.
Singing a song called Blackout.
This is a harder song for any 80s fans out there. You're gonna start something. I'll tell you right now, you got another thing coming. Talking shit behind my back. Well, I'm gonna paint your whole world black. Well, I'm gonna put you where you need to be. Well, I'm gonna bring you to your knees. A blackout. It's gonna be a blackout, baby, tonight. It's gonna be a blackout, and I'm shutting all the lights. It's gonna be a blackout. It's gonna be a blackout, baby, tonight. Better watch out, cause in the midnight hour, I'll be shutting down all the power. Pointing your finger like you're real tough. Spitting in my face like you're real life stuff. But now you're on the ground and you're acting all scared. Boy, you're lucky that you didn't trash my hair. Well, I'm gonna put an end to all the noise. Well, I'm gonna make you feel just like. It's gonna be a blackout, baby, tonight. It's gonna be a blackout. And I'm shutting all the lights. It's gonna be a blackout. It's gonna be a blackout, baby, tonight. Better watch out, cause in the midnight hour, I'll be shutting down all the power.